Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Economic growth continued in 2018 through some of Ohio, including here in the Columbus area. Unemployment remains low in the state, but still above the national average. With new U.S. trade tariffs on China and an auto plant closing, what's in store for 2019? With me to talk about that is economist and owner of Regionomics, Bill Lafayette, and Ohio State economics professor, Mark Partridge. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
So, Mark Partridge, let's start with you. You study regional economics. Central Ohio has fared better than most of the state in recent years. Do you expect that to continue next year?
Yes, Debbie, I mean, as you pointed out, Central Ohio has fared real well, actually, since the Great Recession. It's outperformed the state. It's outperformed the nation to some degree, which is rather pleasant. I think the key thing to look at that is that Central Ohio really takes its key from the national economy in that it's a very diversified economy. By that, I mean it has a lot of different industries. It has finance. It has retail. It has government. It has all sorts of industries that it's more diversified than, say, the rest of the state, which is more manufacturing oriented.
Bill, do you have something there?
Well, the recent employment numbers have been troubling for Central Ohio. Overall, I definitely agree with Mark. The last 8 or 9 months have been very challenging. I think most of the problem seems to be that the business service sector, which is one of the key sectors of our economy, is not growing. And I think that's primarily due to downturn in temporary employment.
Now, Ohio farmers took a big hit from Chinese soybean tariffs last year. They got some relief from a multi-billion dollar payout from the USDA. What do you think 2019 means for Ohio farmers, Mark?
That is a really difficult question to answer because it's so dependent upon political issues, diplomacy, the Trump administration with China, and whether we get the a trade deal with China. So, I mean, it really depended upon that. If we do not get a trade deal with China and China continues to retaliate against the United States, it could be another bumpy year for Ohio's farmers and soybeans and corn and so on.
Bill Lafayette, you study the workforce. There's been a lot of talk about how low unemployment has made it harder for companies to find the highly skilled workers they need. Do you expect that to continue in 2019?
Yes. The predictions are that the economy is going to continue to grow in 2019, and so the problem's only going to get worse.
Next year, we'll continue to see the effects of the Trump administration's tax cuts. How much will those help or hurt Ohioans?
Debbie, I'll take that. This is Mark. One of the things is that looking at the effects of a tax cut such as this, it's one of those long term. We give it an incomplete grade. It's something that's going to take 7, 8, 9, 10 years before we can fully assess its effects. In the short term, it's as what many economists said, it's produced this sugar high on the economy that money was dropped onto the economy, and we've seen faster than normal economic growth. And next year, the general forecast is that we'll still see relatively above trend economic growth in the nation. Which, you know, in the same following, you know, how this will follow through in Ohio, and then probably beginning about 2020, a couple years of below trend, kind of the headache you get from a sugar high.
Well, thank you so much, Bill Lafayette, economist and owner of Regionomics, and Ohio State economics professor Mark Partridge. We've been talking about the 2019 economy. Thanks again.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.